Is everybody here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to thank y'all for coming very much. I hope everybody got in through the back door okay. And I'm going to see if I can slip this in here without messing up anything. I received an email on Sunday morning, Easter morning, informing me of the video that was being shown on the internet. I met with my command staff on Sunday afternoon and determined that we had not received any complaint concerning this matter in any form or fashion. Still, as of now, we have not received a complaint from Ms. Robinson or her attorneys. However, we determined that administrative investigation should be conducted, and one was instigated at that time. I have requested that the Texas Rangers conduct an independent investigation into this incident in the interest of transparency and preserving public confidence in the integrity of the Hunt County Sheriff's Office. Because of this being an ongoing investigation, I will not be allowed to discuss very much. However, I believe I can lead you to where the video begins. On March the 4th, 2015, the Hunt County Sheriff's Office received a call to assist the Quinlan Police Department, along with representatives from the Child Protective Services, in the removal of an 18-month-old child from Kirby Street in Quinlan, Texas. This call came in at approximately 8:20 p.m. Hunt County Deputies Josh Robinson and William Whitten, along with Quinlan Police Officer Daniel Catalan, assisted two CPS workers who had a court order, a writ of attachments, which is the same thing as a warrant, to pick up the child. The officers were met at the door by a female that identified herself as Deanna Robinson. The officers asked if the child was at that location. They informed Ms. Robinson that they had a warrant to pick up the child. She asked to see the warrant, and the warrant was shown to her. Ms. Robinson started yelling, "You are not taking my child," and attempted to close the door on Officer Catlin. Deputy Whitten stopped the door from closing with his foot and attempted to take possession of the child. Deputy Robinson, Officer Catlin, and the CPS workers entered the resident as well. Ms. Robinson became combative, was shouting profanities, and struck Deputy Robinson in the face. The scene was very chaotic, to say the least. Now, this is when the 31-32nd video comes in, where you see Officer Catlin and Deputy Robinson attempting to place Ms. Robinson under arrest. In my opinion, that brings us to two narratives. We've all seen the 32nd video, and the narrative reads, "Hunt County officers beat pregnant woman." And we can draw a conclusion by looking at that video, and we can say, yes, it appears that the deputy is beating a woman. Another narrative could read, "Pregnant woman attempts to take deputy's gun." Now you can draw a conclusion by looking at the 32nd video or the clip. That could be a possibility. I believe that we can say that is a possibility. Now, will most folks look at that latter narrative as a possibility? Probably not. So which narrative is correct? I don't know. I wasn't there, as I told you. I was at a Fleetwood Mac concert, didn't it? That is for the Texas Rangers to determine. But let me say this. There is a lot more evidence out there than that one 30-second clip. And I believe before judgment is rendered, the whole truth needs to be examined and a decision made as to what the facts are in this case. So what are my actions as the sheriff going to be at this time? Nothing. Not at this point in the investigation. Once the investigation is over and evidence shows that my deputy violated policy violations and or committed a criminal act, then he will be prosecuted to the fullest if a criminal act has occurred. However, if the evidence shows that my deputy did nothing wrong, I assure you I will back him 100%. So now, I'm going to ask, you can ask some questions. If you don't mind, tell me who you are and who you're with. And those of you that's been doing it for a long time, you will know that since this is an ongoing investigation, there's probably going to be some questions that I simply cannot answer. Yes, sir.
Sheriff Steve Pickett, CBS 11 News.
Yes, sir.
In your initial inquiry investigation that you're now passing on to the Texas Rangers, did you question the deputy about his actions regarding what we see on that video? Because that's the only matter at hand here at this point.
Yes. Yeah, our administrative sergeant who is doing the internal affairs investigation did question him. I have not myself. I've left that up to my investigator.
Was there some indication of a response as to why he would use that action in that manner? We heard the possibilities, but do we have an answer as to why he would use his fist in that manner?
At this point in time, that's still under investigation. And you know, I'll have to refer you back to the two narratives. I don't know at this time.
Sir, Sheriff Gallup with KLTV. About those two narratives, are you alleging that Mrs. Robinson may possibly have reached for the deputy's gun?
I am putting that out there as a possibility.
Are you saying that, as your understanding, that the deputy told the investigator that is what happened?
Yeah. Say it again.
Is it your understanding that that is what the deputy told the investigator what happened?
That's not my understanding, no.
So then I'm Tanya Eiser with Channel 8, so then where is that narrative coming from?
From me. From me watching the video. That is another possibility. Am I right or wrong?
Sir, for Mrs. Robinson, I know a big issue that she had was she's saying that she wasn't able to examine that court order. Do you have any details about if they presented her with the court order, if they flashed it at her, which is what she's saying happened?
They did present it to her, and she was shown the court order.
So your deputy said that she had the opportunity to fully read the court order before they entered her home?
I think everything went chaotic right off the get-go when they first went in. But the warrant was there. It was shown to her. I believe it was shown to her parents. I believe this was their house that they were at. So she was aware of the warrant.
So you're saying that you guys believe that she was able to read that warrant?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Can you speak to these particular officers? Have they had any administrative difficulties in the past, or is that something you can speak to at this point?
At this time, since we're doing an internal affairs, I cannot.
Is this deputy still active, or he's on paid administrative leave, or how does that work?
He is not on leave at this time. He is still working.
I'm Tanya Eiser again with Channel 8. Can you give us any indication of what the deputy says happened and what his viewpoint is to why he...
He has given my internal affairs investigator a statement. I haven't seen that statement that he's given to him. I have seen his arrest report.
And how long has he been a deputy with your department?
He started, I think... in the jail approximately 2 years ago, and he's been on the streets as a deputy about that same amount of time, 2 years.
What does his arrest report say about why he's there?
I'll have to let you fill out an open records request to get that arrest report, and I'll be glad to do that. I think Chief Deputy Oxford is going to furnish us all those forms that you need to fill those out.
Sure.
Yes.
Steve Pickett again, Channel 11. Using a scenario that you put before us, being mindful of that scenario, and I'll add one to it, if, as this woman has alleged, that she was handcuffed, if she was handcuffed, being restrained by your two deputies, would it be appropriate for that deputy to hit that pregnant woman in the side of the back if she was handcuffed under the assumption that she may or may not have been grabbing for his gun?
My understanding is that at the time in the video, what information I have, she was not handcuffed. They were trying to effect an arrest for assault on a public servant. So at the time, they were trying to handcuff her, but she was not handcuffed at the time that you see the deputy bringing his arm up.
So that is a dispute between the two versions at this juncture.
Correct.
Sir, have you been told that they actually did try to take the gun away from him? Your officer.
Have I been told that?
Or has any indication been made?
I can't comment on that. I'm sorry.
That's an ongoing
investigation. Sorry.
In other words, what you're saying is that's a conclusion that you've drawn personally by looking at the video.
Correct.
KLTV7, Skylar Gallup, can you perhaps shed some light on any protocols that you have in your department on the way a deputy should handle a person with a medical condition, such as being more than 38 weeks pregnant?
Sure. Now, are you talking about dealing with somebody that's cooperative or uncooperative?
Uncooperative.
Okay. First off, we come in and make our presence known. This is in our policy. Then we give verbal commands to settle down. We're going to place you under arrest. Then we can use PowerPoints. We can use hands-on. If that doesn't work, then we can use a taser or pepper spray. Since the condition of this person was 38 weeks pregnant, I believe it's been said, the deputy opted not to use the taser or the pepper spray. So he opted to use the hands-on technique to effect the arrest. That answer your question?
Sir. Okay. Is punching part of the hands-on technique? I mean, if she says it, you see the first, you see a second coming, and then she's alleging four or five.
I don't know how many blows that the deputy made. I believe by looking at it that he is trying to keep her hands away from his gun. And that will take ever how many blows it does to keep her away from his gun. Someone gets your own gun, you can be killed by a pregnant woman as well as you could a 16-year-old child.
Sir, Marta Mijares from Telemundo. Hey, how long is that? We've seen 30 seconds of that video. Do you know how long the whole incident was?
You know, we were able to attain some other clips. We had like a 4-minute gap between when that clip ended and another clip started. And then we had another 2-minute gap. My understanding is this is a motion-detected camera, and that anytime there's motion involved, it comes on. However, we haven't been able to find out why we have that 4-minute gap and that 2-minute gap.
How long is that investigation going to take? Do you know? Approximate?
How long what?
The investigation, the internal or external investigation.
You know, that it's going to be up to the Texas Rangers. We're going to kind of wait and see what they do. I don't have a clue how long their investigation is going to take. I really don't think it's going to take very long. Brad?
Could you speak to the status of the investigation regarding Ms. Robinson? You mentioned about you feel there may be a narrative in which she was attempting to take the officer's gun. She hasn't been charged with that at this point?
Yes. Yes, she has.
Is that a charge which y'all are looking at from your side?
Yes. She was charged with assault on a public servant, and I've got the date here. I think it was March the 10th that those charges have been filed with the Hunt County District Attorney's Office. She was filed on for interfering with child custody. I believe Quinlan Police Department filed that case. Also, she was charged with resisting arrest or search, and I don't believe that case has been filed yet.
Sure.
But we do have three charges.
Sure, but a distinction.
I was just going to ask, at this point, do you anticipate the filing of a potential charge for attempting to take the officer's weapon?
You know, we're going to wait till the investigation from the Texas Rangers concludes before we do that. But we will look at that.
It was just a clarification on that question. Because the charge is assault on the public servant, based on your chronology that she hit the deputy at the door, but there's nothing to substantiate in the report that she may have committed a felony by trying to access an officer's gun in that dispute. And why is that not on the report?
Steve, tell me. it's kind of long, so go ahead.
The report has her accused of assault on a peace officer.
Correct.
Based on the accusation of her hitting the
Correct.
Deputy at the door. I don't see a charge here at all regarding her trying to access a gun to possibly harm him in a more severe manner.
Correct. There has not been any charges filed right yet.
Why is that based on the report that the deputies filed on the accusations against her?
We are waiting until the investigation concludes from the Texas Ranger before we do that.
And just one last procedural question, Sheriff.
Yes.
Were you guys
called
I'm
in.
I'm barely seeing that, Leo.
I know, I'm sorry, I have to jump up. Let me see if I can sneak it over here.
Yeah.
You guys were called in to assist Quinlan PD. Is that customary, and or was there some sort of advance notice, maybe in anticipation of somebody being unruly?
From what I understand from the reports that CPS had indicated to us that they had some problems with Ms. Robinson, and that they did anticipate some trouble going in there and executing that warrant, that writ of attachment. And so Quinlan Police Department called and asked for our assistance. Any other questions?
I have a question regarding the current status of the 18-month-old. Do you know if that child is still in foster care in CPS custody?
I do not know.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit about what happened after Ms. Robinson was taken into custody?
Sure.
She's had some things to say about her treatment while in jail.
Sure.
Do you know if she... What do you know about how she was treated in jail?
She was brought in. I've got some paperwork here that I was given. She was still very uncooperative. I know that she was, because of her pregnancy, she was put in holding, which is right there in front of bookend, so that we could keep an eye on her. Normally when somebody's pregnant, they're given two mattresses to make their stay here more comfortable because of their condition. I do know that our head nurse made an appointment with a doctor, a baby doctor, OBGYN doctor, but she bonded out before we were able to take her to that appointment.
Was she given two mattresses?
I believe she was, yes.
And sure. She remained in that holding cell for 6 days, is that correct?
Now, that I don't know. Usually after a day or two, especially if they're uncooperative, we give them time to settle down, and then classification will classify her. She possibly could have been moved into another cell where we could keep an eye on her, but she was not put in population. Yes, Larry?
Larry Briscoe, Quinlan, Tewaukee News. Ms. Robinson has said that she asked at least four times for to be documented as to her bruises and her condition, and that she was never given the opportunity to have that done and to be checked over.
The report I got from our head nurse is that she examined her and she did not find any bruises on her.
Have you seen the pictures that have been posted?
I have seen them. I'm just telling you what my head nurse told me.
I have one more question, a bit of an odd request perhaps. Could you possibly, I'm going back to where you said that the movements that you observed on that video by your deputy, do you interpret them as perhaps the deputy keeping her hands away from the service weapon? Could you perhaps demonstrate the movements as you saw them on the video as to how that could have been keeping hands away from just the way that you interpreted the video?
Well, it's going to be a little difficult because I'm left-handed and that deputy's right-handed, but because he was using this, his gun, my gun's on the left side, so his gun is here on the right side. She was trying to, and I don't know if her hands were behind her back. I know they were trying to place her in handcuffs. And she, from what I understand, she had got some of his ammo belt off and was reaching for his gun, and that when he's delivered the blows to keep her from getting his service revolver.
And just a clarification there, you're saying from what I understand, if I'm clear on what you said during this press conference, you said that you didn't read that statement from your internal affairs, the statement from, so where are you from what you understand? Where are you getting this
from the video?
This narrative?
From the video.
So that is purely your interpretation of the video?
You bet. Okay. Exactly.
So from the video, Jocelyn with NBC5, you see her take off part of the ammo belt then?
I did not see that.
So where did that come from?
That did come from the deputy. He did say that he lost his ammo belt. That's all I was told.
The deputy then did tell you that she was reaching for his gun?
He didn't tell me that. He just said he lost his ammo belt.
So you have discussed this with the deputy?
This was before he was put under Garrity warning. Just very briefly.
And he did not say that she reached for the gun?
Did not. Anybody else? Any other questions?
We'll do some off-camera, get the correct spellings of the deputies, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I've got copies of my statements. Changed it up just a little bit between now and the press conference.
Sheriff.
But you're welcome to those.
Sheriff, two officers in the video that were restraining Mrs. Robinson, one was a Hunt County Sheriff deputy. Was the other one of your deputies?
Or no, he was a Quinlan police officer.
Okay.
Catalan.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.